this is Mary Ellen. For the next half an hour, I'll be reading from the December 2025 issue of the Chautauqua Gazette on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. The first annual December edition, our biggest, merriest, jolliest gazette yet. This is written by the marketing director, Shannon Nixon. We're doing something we've never done before this December, and we have a feeling you're going to love it. For the first time in Chautauqua Gazette history, we're publishing one big, beautiful, full-month holiday edition, a single, joy-packed gazette designed to carry our community through the entire season. Why? Because December in Chautauqua County is magical, and we wanted to give our team the chance to create something truly special, a moment to pour our whole hearts into a festive edition worthy of our community. This is our supercharged Holly Jolly edition. You'll find everything you need for a month filled with celebration, local stories, community traditions, holiday happenings, spotlights, memories, and more. Think of it as the county's cozy winter companion made with a blend of Chautauqua pride, holiday sparkle, and the kind of spirit only our community can produce. To our readers, our partners, our advertisers, and everyone who hands out or picks up a copy each week, thank you. Your support is the reason we get to do this work and the reason we're able to dream big. So here it is, one joyful, jam-packed edition built to make December brighter, warmer, and just a little more magical. Happy holidays from all of us at the Chautauqua Gazette. Community Holiday Events 2025. Christmas in the Village. December the 1st, One Laugh at a Time, Memory Cafe at 10 a.m. at the National Comedy Center in Jamestown. Tuesday, December the 2nd, Mozart Chorus Free Concert, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the James Pendergrass Library Fireplace Room in Jamestown. Wednesday, December the 3rd, One-Stop Christmas Shop from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Bemis Point Golf Club and Tap House at Bemis Point. Caroling in Allen Park, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Allen Park, Jamestown. Movies at the Reg, Blue Moon at 7 p.m. Wednesday, December the 3rd, to Saturday, December the 6th, Christmas in the Village, Chautauqua Avenue, Lakewood. Thursday, December the 4th, CHQ Professional Group, Jingle at the Rocks, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Dunkirk Fredonia Rotary Club, Fredonia. Friday, December the 5th, the first Friday, Fleeting Moments, a collection of wildlife photographs, 11 a.m. at the Audubon Community Center in Jamestown. A to Z Apparel Grand Opening Ribbon Cutting at 12 noon, 61 to 63 Lakeshore Drive West in Dunkirk. The Reindeer Who Saved Christmas at 6:30. Reg Lena Center for the Arts in Jamestown at 6:30. At 7, Holiday Kaleidoscope Night at the Infinity Arts Cafe in Jamestown. Also on Friday, December the 5th, is the annual Christmas Bazaar at the Chautauqua Fire Hall in Chautauqua. Saturday, December the 6th, the annual Christmas Bazaar from 9 to 4 at the Chautauqua Fire Hall in Chautauqua. Miracle on Main Street, downtown Fredonia. Christmas on Central Holiday Extravaganza and Parade from 8 a.m. to 8 to 7. Central Avenue from 3rd Street to 5th in Dunkirk. The 4th Annual Empty Bowls Project from 11 to 2 at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Jamestown. Holiday Joy featuring Harmony Production Company, 11:30 and 2 at the Marvin House in Jamestown. An old-fashioned Christmas sing-along from 1 to 3 at the Camp Street United Methodist Church in Jamestown. Light Up Casadega in Casadega. For information, check Facebook.com. Jamestown, New York Holiday Parade at City Hall in Jamestown. Union Relief Association of the Westfield Charity Ball 2025 at 7 p.m. at Eason Hall in Westfield. Saturday, December 6th and 7th, Christmas Through the Village at Findlay Lake, Christmas in Randolph and Downtown Randolph. Check their site on the Facebook page. On Sunday, December the 7th, a chicken and biscuit lunch from 11 to 2 at the Stanley Hose Company in Sherman. Picture Your Pet with Santa fundraiser from 11 to 3 in the Lakeshore Humane Society Adoption Center in Dunkirk. First Sunday Story Time from 12:30 to 1 at the Audubon Community Nature Center in Jamestown. Just Desserts Holiday Open House from 2 to 4 at McClurg Museum in Westfield. Sunday, December the 7th through Saturday the 13th. Sherman Christmas in the Village on Main Street. Tuesday is December the 9th. Founders Day from 5 to 7 at the Richard H. Jackson Center in Jamestown. Wednesday, December the 10th is the Brio Bells Free Concert from 5:30 to 6:30 at the James Prendergast Library, the Fireplace Room in Jamestown. The Doo-Wop Project, a Doo-Wop Christmas at 7:30, Harry King Concert Hall in Fredonia. Friday, December the 12th through Sunday, December the 21st, a Christmas Carol at the Robert H. Jackson Center in Jamestown. On Saturday, December the 13th, Christmas in Clymer. For info, contact the Clymer Area Business Association's Facebook page. Infinity's annual art market from 10 to 4 at the Infinity Arts Cafe in Jamestown. Little Explorer Under the Snow, 10 a.m. to 11:30, Audubon Community Nature Center. On Saturday, December the 13th at the Mayville, there's the Mayville Holiday Market from 10 to 4 in the town of Chautauqua. Lunch with Santa at Bemis Point from 11 to 1. At 1 o'clock, live at the Met, Andrea Chenier at the 1891 Fredonia Opera House, Performing Arts Center in Fredonia. On Sunday, December the 14th, the Mayville Holiday Market. For info, count the third annual Mayville Holiday Market Facebook event page. At 7 o'clock on Sunday the 14th is the Nutcracker at the Reg Lena Center for the Arts in Jamestown. From 10 to 1 is brunch with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. The Nutcracker is on again at 3 o'clock at the Reg Lena Center for the Arts. Thursday the 19th, Wine on the Trail, Dobbins Woods, Asheville. Dinner with the Grinch and Santa from 4:30 to 8:30 at Pearl City Hops in Jamestown. On Sunday, December the 20th, Breakfast with Santa at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. in the Northwest Arena in Jamestown. Christmas in a Barn at 10 a.m. in Alpacaville, Bemis Point. Ugly Christmas Sweater Party from 6 to 9 at the Bemis Point Golf Club and Tap House at Bemis Point. There's a onesie Christmas party from 7 p.m. to 11, Raven and Tom, Fredonia. On Sunday, December the 21st, the Three Seas Catering Christmas. There's a breakfast from 8 to 11 in Falcon's Nest in Falconer. And Monday, December the 22nd, there's a cantata at Christ First United Methodist Church at 10 a.m. in Jamestown. On Wednesday the 24th, there's a Tom and Jerry party from noon to 3 p.m. at the Bemis Point Golf Club and Tap House in Bemis Point. And on Monday, December 29th, Christmas with the Critters at 10 a.m. to 11:30 and 12:30 to 2 at the Audubon Community Nature Center in Jamestown. There's a community Messiah sing at 7 p.m. at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Jamestown. On Tuesday, December 30th and Wednesday, December 31st, there's a holiday camp from 9 a.m. to 3 at the Audubon Community Nature Center in Jamestown. On Wednesday, December 31st is a New Year's Eve dinner celebration from 5 to 9 at Bemis Point Golf Club and Tap House in Bemis Point. There's a New Year's Eve party at 9 at the Doubletree by Hilton, Jamestown. And that's the month of December. An article entitled, What Christmas Means to Me, contributing writer Ryan Chambers Leonard. Every year when Christmas arrives, I find myself circling back to the same question. Are we forgetting what this time of year is really supposed to represent? Christmas at its core is meant to reflect giving, gratitude, and a sense of shared goodwill. Yet it often feels like the seasons become less about any of those things and more about consumption. The world today, especially America, moves in a constant cycle of marketing and buying, and once the holiday rush begins, stores seem to rotate merchandise faster than the days on the calendar. It's a loop that keeps us focused on what we can get rather than what the season asks us to give. From my perspective as a high school student, most of what I hear is friends saying they do not care about the holidays or they only look forward to receiving gifts or enjoying the food. It might sound like a small complaint during what should be, a season of giving. When we reduce Christmas to shopping, wish lists, and consumption, something meaningful gets lost. Still, I think social media deserves some recognition here. Whether it's Instagram or Snapchat, you can scroll through the holidays and see people sharing traditions, memories, or small moments that reflect genuine appreciation. Some of these trends are really just thankfulness in disguise. In the end, it's a privilege to celebrate holidays that have lasted for hundreds of years. We simply have to remember what they're meant to represent. I know I sound old and cranky saying that, but the world's a scary place, and taking time to be grateful for what you have and what you may be giving or receiving this Christmas might make it feel a little less overwhelming. We have an opportunity to enjoy the holidays in a way that reflects gratitude instead of only consumption. I'm not saying you should not be excited for gifts, because I know I am, but we could all do a little more to help each other this month. Join me in the Holiday Kitchen, featured writer Vicki McGraw, Elegant Edibles. Well, friends, ready or not, Christmas is almost upon us. While most of what we expect of the holidays seems to have changed over the years, the one constant is hopefully a delicious platter of homemade Christmas cookies sitting upon your kitchen table. I believe homemade treats are always nice to give and especially nice to receive because they've been made with love sprinkled on top. When baking cookies to give as gifts, you will want to keep in mind how they will be delivered to the recipient. If you will be hand delivering them, simply placing them on a pretty tray and wrapping with plastic wrap will work. If, however, you plan to ship them out of town, here are a few tricks to keep in mind. Shape is important. Small, firm, round, or flat cookies will pack most easily. Texture of the cookies also makes a big difference, so try to avoid very soft, tender types. Whenever possible, separate each variety by packing them in separate zipper bags to keep the flavors from mingling. Layer bagged cookies in your box with alternate bubble wrap, packing them as closely as possible to avoid wiggle room and crushing. Expedited shipping methods work best. You don't want the recipient getting stale, week-old treats. While the season flies by, I recommend finding a few moments for yourself when you can just sit back, grab a gazette, a cup of coffee, and a few cookies and savor the season. My wish for you all is a very Merry Christmas season and a most healthy New Year. There's a recipe, pretty simple, for toffee crack-up. The ingredients, there's only 5 ingredients. 50 saltine crackers, a cup of butter, a cup of brown sugar, 2 cups of chocolate chips, and 1/2 to 1 cup of mini M&Ms, crushed peppermints, or holiday sprinkles. Preheat the oven to 325. Line a 9x13 pan with foil and spray lightly with cooking spray. Line the pan with the saltines. Place butter and brown sugar in a medium pot and heat to a boil for 2 to 3 minutes. Carefully pour the hot mixture over the saltines and bake for 10 minutes. Remove from the oven and sprinkle chocolate chips over the crackers and return to the oven for 5 minutes. Remove and let sit until the chocolate melts, then carefully spread to the cover. Top with desired toppings. Once cool, break apart to serve and store in an airtight container. You're listening to a reading of articles and features from the Chautauqua Gazette on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. This is the December issue. Holiday Perspectives. Faith Matters. Buddhism and the Holidays. The article is written by featured writer Joe Hyatt. As a local Buddhist leader within Soka Gakkai International, SGI, a lay Buddhist organization, I'm proud to be part of this special December edition of the Chautauqua Gazette. As Buddhists, we use the holidays to focus on world peace, starting with our interpersonal relationships. Changing the destiny of humankind begins with prayer, respect, and willingness to dialogue with those we care about, even when they are challenging. Our practice is based on the teachings of Nichiren Daishonin, a 13th century Buddhist reformer who established the practice of chanting Nam Myoho as a means for all people to bring forth their Buddha nature, a life state characterized by limitless courage, wisdom, and compassion. Our chanting of Namayo Renkayo is an ultimate sound of respect for the dignity of life and universal harmony. Our chanting of Namayo Renkayo is the ultimate sound of respect for the dignity of life and universal harmony, Ikeda Sensei wrote in the World Tribune in November 2023. It is the fundamental driving force for achieving security of the land and world peace. Ikeda Sensei was our longtime SGI president who recently passed away. He dedicated his life to spreading a message of peace and respect for the dignity of life throughout the world. To pray for others, making their problems and anguish our own. To embrace those who are suffering, becoming their greatest ally, to continue giving them our support and encouragement until they become truly happy. He lives and breathes in our humanitarian actions. I wish you all a joyous holiday season, and in the new year, may you bring forth your limitless courage, wisdom, and compassion. Tis the Christmas Season. Featured writer is Pastor Sherry Mahar from Christ First United Methodist Church. Tis the season to be, well, the next song lyric says jolly, yet if we aren't careful, the season can easily become something very different. Instead of joy, it can feel stressful, debt-inducing, anxiety-filled, consumeristic, envy-laden, chaotic, crazy busy, and exhausting. The world around us pushes us toward a mindset and pace that's counter to the heart of the season. It can make the season of light feel strangely dark. In the church, the season we are entering is called Advent, a time when Christians prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ at Christmas. In a time when we prepare for the second coming of Christ, truly Jesus is the reason for the season. Christians have been saying this phrase for many years, reminding themselves and others to keep the focus on Jesus during the season of Advent and Christmas. It's been used so often. Jesus is the one that brings light into our darkness. He's the reason to celebrate. Jesus is our reason to prepare our hearts with expectations for the coming of our King. Christians need to remind themselves and others to keep the focus on Jesus during the season of Advent and Christmas. 'Tis the season to be jolly, yes, but also the season to be hopeful, peaceful, joyful and loving. 'Tis the season to hold on to our faith, no matter what's going on in our lives, because we remember that Jesus was born for us. The light of the world, Emmanuel, which means God with us, as the prophet Isaiah proclaimed. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Of those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. From Isaiah 9:2. As believers, the light of Christ is within us. We carry the light of Christ into the darkness of the world. Christmas lights, candles, and our cherished traditions remind us of this reality. We tell the story of Jesus' humble birth in Bethlehem. We give to others to celebrate and honor God, who gives generously to us. We sing songs, bake cookies, and have many traditions for celebrating the birth of Jesus, shining Christ's light everywhere we go. So keep Jesus as your reason for this season. And may Christ's light within you burn brightly. 'Tis the season to light up the world, to carry hope, and to celebrate the one who came to save us. Reverend Sherry Mahar has served as head pastor at Christ First United Methodist Church in Jamestown since relocating there last spring. She holds a bachelor's degree in theater arts from Binghamton and a Master of Divinity degree from United Theological Seminary. Reverend Mahar and her husband Don have two adult children. Hanukkah, one light can transform darkness. The featured writer is Rabbi Zalman Vilenkin. He's the executive director of Shabbat Lubavitch of Chautauqua. This year, as all living Jewish hostages have finally been reunited with their families in Israel, Hanukkah arrives with an especially deep sense of gratitude, relief, and renewed hope. Amid all the stories shared during these emotional weeks, one has stood out around the world. The story of Sapir Cohen, whose quiet courage brought light to one of the darkest places on earth. Sapir was kidnapped from the Nova Festival and taken into the tunnels beneath Gaza, narrow, airless passageways engineered to crush the human spirit. She lived for weeks without sunlight, freedom, or dignity, surrounded by fear and uncertainty. And yet, even in that darkness, something extraordinary happened. One day, one of the terrorists guiding her sketched a small picture of a candle and wrote her name beside it. Confused, she asked him why. His answer was blunt and unsettling. "I don't like you, you're my enemy. But when you're here, there is light." Sapir later explained that throughout her captivity, she repeated the meaning of her own name, Sapir, like a sapphire's radiance. It's associated with brilliance. Oops. I kept telling myself, my name means light. I have to hold on to my light and radiate. Somehow, in a place designed to extinguish hope, her inner flame remained steady. Even before trained to hate, recognized it. We are left with a powerful image, a young woman, imprisoned but unbroken, shining so strongly that even her captor sensed her light. Hanukkah teaches the same timeless truth. When the small band of Maccabees reclaimed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem in 164 before Christ, after their miraculous victory over the mighty Assyrian Greek Empire, they faced overwhelming devastation. The temple was desecrated. The menorah extinguished and Jewish spiritual life nearly crushed. Yet they searched until they found one small vial of pure oil, a tiny spark of hope. It held only enough oil for a single day, but the menorah burned for 8. The moment became the heart of Hanukkah, the belief that even the smallest spark, when nurtured, will grow into a more powerful, enduring light and illuminate far more than anyone imagined. Each year we relive this miracle by lighting our menorah, adding an additional candle every night. We continuously increase the light, reminding ourselves that goodness will always grow and move upward. We placed our menorahs in our windows and doorways, allowing the light to shine outward, because light is not meant to be hidden. Light exists to illuminate. We light the menorah after sunset, not in broad daylight. demonstrating that it is precisely in times of darkness that light matters most. Each candle becomes a quiet promise to rise, to hope, to brighten the world around us. Hanukkah is more than a memorial to historical events. It's a living message about resilience, freedom, and the unstoppable force of inner light. The same light shown by the Maccabees and the same light Sapir carried through the tunnels of Gaza. A small flame, a single act of courage, kindness, or faith can spread farther than we ever imagined. We celebrate the miracle of the oil with foods fried in oil like latkes and donuts. Children spin dreidels, recalling a time when young Jews risked their lives to study the Bible, disguising their studies as play. Every custom is a reminder. Spiritual light has survived the darkest moments of history because we keep choosing to rekindle it. As families reunite and communities gather to light their menorahs this year, we hold close the message of the heart of Hanukkah. One light can transform darkness for ourselves, for those around us, and for the world. Sapir's courage, the miracle in the temple, and the small acts of goodness we bring into our own lives all point to the same truth. Your light matters. This Hanukkah, may we each shine brightly, and may our light illuminate the world. To find a Hanukkah event near you, please visit shabbat.org/Hanukkah. Rabbi Zalman Vilenkin is the spiritual leader of the Chabad Jewish House at Chautauqua Institution and enjoys summering locally each year. He also teaches Jewish philosophy at the Talmudic Seminary in Brooklyn, New York. You've been listening to the December issue of the Chautauqua Gazette on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. This is Mary Ellen saying goodbye, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Radio Reading serves people who are blind or have a print disability throughout Western New York and Southern Ontario's Niagara Peninsula. From its broadcast studios at 1199 Harlem Road in Cheektowaga, just north of Clinton Street, almost 40 years and more than 300,000 hours of radio readings to those unable to read printed matter on their own. Our broadcast signal is provided at no charge by WNED. Volunteer radio readers broadcast daily readings of newspapers, magazines, and books. For more information on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service, call us at 716-821-5555. Good morning. Welcome to another broadcast day on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service, a private, not-for-profit organization. Radio Reading volunteers broadcast daily readings of newspapers, magazines, and books to a blind and print handicapped persons who are provided reading radios. We broadcast the subcarrier signal of WNED-FM Radio Buffalo, and that is provided without charge by the Western New York Public Broadcasting Association. As always, please feel free to contact us with your comments, suggestions, or questions. And please stay with us. Our Read the Buffalo News is coming up in just a moment.
The following program is intended for listeners who are blind.